Blog Talk Radio.
I invite you to come on in. I invite you to come away. Come on in. Oh, come on in. Behold, he stands at the door of the heart, and he knocks. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks. Behold, he stands at the door of the heart, and he knocks. My lover, come on in. My friend, come on in. My healer, come on in.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for you all that's tuning in to Faith on the Line on tonight. For the Word of God tell us in Hebrews 11 and 1 that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. That's the scripture, the final scripture for tonight. On Faith on the Line, that's the scripture. And I want to let you all know that thank you all for tuning in on tonight. Thank you all for those that are on the phone line, if you have any on the phone line, or maybe you're listening by social media, however you may be listening, iTunes, or maybe you may be listening through Prolific Fire or or however you may podcast, or however you may be listening. I want to thank and praise God for you all on tonight that's joining in. And want to let you all know that let's trust God like never before. God wants us to trust him like never before. And I want to let you all know that another passage of scripture say we walk by faith and not by sight, even though you don't even see it. That doesn't mean it's not going to happen. So I thank and praise God on tonight that we walk by faith and not by sight. Even Lord, I thank and praise God, you don't have to see a thing to say it's not going to happen. And you can believe and you can trust God, and that's to know that it's there. And I thank and praise God on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for all that he's done for us tonight. And I want to let you all know, too, let's stay encouraged out of all of what's going on around us and what's going on before us and maybe in our nation or maybe in our homes or maybe sickness in our family bodies. I want to let you know, let's trust God like never before. We live in a time now that the Word of God tells us to trust him. Everything, everywhere I read, that's what it's saying. Trust me. I will take care of you. The Word of God tells us that he will not leave us, nor will he forsake us. So let us trust God in these trying times. Let us trust and let us believe that God is the God is true to his word, that he will do just what he say he will do. So he wants you to trust him. He wants you to believe that he will do it. So now I'm ready to pray. So let's join in to pray tonight. The Bible says, well, there's two or three filling themselves together, he'll be in the midst. So that lets me know. It don't have to be a whole lot of people. It don't have to be a whole lot of people to pray. You can just be one or two, and God still can come in and move mightily, move greatly on our behalf. So let's pray on tonight. Heavenly Father, I thank you on tonight. Heavenly Father, I thank you for being so good to us. I thank you, Lord God, for being so great, so kind, and so merciful to us. Heavenly Father, I want to first of all say, Heavenly Father, to forgive us, Father, for any sins that we committed or omitted today was not of you. Lord, if we have wronged some type of way, forgive us. Thought in any kind of way, Lord, that was not of your thinking, Lord, forgive us. Lord, if we even had, Lord God, not acknowledged you like we should, God, forgive us, God. Father, I thank you on tonight for those that standing in need of prayer. Somebody needs you for one thing, Heavenly Father, and some need you for another one. And Heavenly Father, I thank you right now. I ask that you will go with those, Lord God, that needing a job, God. For Lord, I decree and declare that the door will come open, that finance will be provided, that they will be able to take care of their home, they will be able to take care of their family, they will be able to meet every need. Father, I thank you right now. I thank you, Lord God, for that, Lord God, that marriage couple, Lord. Some, Lord God, husband has left home, God. Lord God, and the wife, Lord, is worried. The wife is upset, Lord. The wife don't know which way to turn. Begin to comfort her heart. Begin to strengthen her, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And mend the marriage back together again. Heavenly Father, look on that wife, Lord, that husband, God. Lord God, that's believing you and trusting you to work things out in their home, God, in their marriage, God, in their finance, God, in their bodies, God. Heal and deliver and set free like now. Bring, Lord God, deliverance where deliverance needs. Lord, bring peace where peace needs you, God. Father, I thank you right now. And we bind, I decree and declare, that confusion will leave their home in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I ask that you would look upon every sick person, God, that may need you for any kind of illness, God. For your word saying, Lord God, that we are healed by your stripes. We are healed by your stripes, Father. Heal that mother or that father or that joint pain. Heal that mother or that father, Lord God, or that, Lord, of that back pain. Lord, somebody may be having, Lord, pain in their hip. Somebody may have pain in their back. Somebody may have pain, Lord God, in their head, God. Lord, I decree and declare that they are healed right now. Somebody's child may be going through, Lord God, and they don't know which way to turn. Begin to, Lord, heal and deliver and set free right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I pray healing. I decree and declare healing. I decree and declare, Lord, healing will come. I decree and declare, Lord God, that you will begin to press their bodies, God. Line the body up with your word, according to Psalm 103, God, and 2, Lord God, where it say, Lord, you heal all sickness and diseases. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, right now. But I pray over that person that's sick. I pray over that person that needs the finance. I pray, oh, I decree and declare, Lord, that Lord God may be standing in need, Lord God, of any kind of assistance, God, that you will step in and that you will make a way for them, God, that job, Lord God, that business, God. Somebody needs you to, Lord, open up a door for their business, that they will be able, Lord God, to, Lord, be able to, Lord, manage their business, God. That, Lord God, because of the pandemic, God, things are the change, God. They don't know what to, Lord, what to do. Teach them, Lord God, how to, Lord, trust you, Lord. Lord, help them, Lord God, to begin to, Lord God, trust you like never before. Begin to bless their business. Begin to bless, Lord God. Begin to tear down all strongholds. Somebody praying for their family member, God, to be saved. Their family member, God, to come back to you. They don't backslide. Their family member, God, is on drugs. Alcohol, or Lord God, some may even, Lord God, be in games, Lord. We have to decree and declare that you will deliver, God. That, Lord God, that you will bring, Lord God, your power and begin to manifest in them right now. That they will turn their life around, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I give your name praise. I give you honor, God. And, Lord God, anything else, Lord God, that I haven't, Lord God, touch you on tonight. Somebody may need something in their ministry, God, in their, Lord God, touch their ministry, God. Begin to touch you. Begin to strengthen them, God. Lord God, begin to, Lord God, let them hold on, God, until you come, God. Hold on until you come, Lord. Don't let them give up, God. Don't let them backslide, God. But, Lord, help them to hold on to you, God. Help them, Lord God, to endure to the end. But you said those that wait upon you, God, Lord, that they should not faint. Lord God, I thank you right now for them, Lord, that bishop, that prophet, that, Lord God, that teacher, that prayer warrior, that they will hold on until you come, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Father, I give your name glory on tonight. I give your name praise. In Jesus' name, Father, I pray. I pray over everyone. I pray over everyone on the phone line. I pray over those that, Lord God, that are sick. I pray over those that need finance. I pray over those that have a marriage too difficult. I pray, God, I pray your word that everything, Lord God, that the enemy's trying to do, it will not, God, prevail. It has to go. It has to go. And God, look, and I thank you for your blessing. How you going to manifest your blessings upon them. Lord God, thank you. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen, amen, and thank you, God. I want to thank and praise God on tonight for everyone that was listening, everyone that's tuned in on tonight. And I want to let you know, too, on this weekend, be careful. Ask you all to be careful because I see as on the news when we have a tropical storm is traveling, so you all be wise. And I want to let you all know to be careful, excuse me, to be prayerful, to be watchful, and most of all to be careful. And I turn it back over to Prophet Stacy to see if we have any on the phone line maybe need prayer. Y'all have a blessed weekend. Prosper time till next Friday. God bless you.